Sletz review. Our shir begins with the Gemara referring to that which we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Besula nisus liyamirvi. The wedding of a besula should take place on a Wednesday. Shim hoyli tainis besulim hoyamashkim lebesn. If the husband discovers on the wedding night that his bride is not a besula, he will immediately go to Bezdin, who will investigate his claim. B'shem, he's in satacht of an esrolov, and if indeed she was mezana during the interim between erisin and nisuin, she becomes a srula bala, and he may not stay with her. As we learn from the pasuk in Parsha Saita, v'nistra b'hi nitma, a married woman who is mezana b'rotzen willingly, becomes a sura to her husband. Also, mafsida ksubasa, she loses her rights to her ksuba. The Gemara here elaborates, Amar Abelazar, Ha'omer Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. Rashi explains that generally we have the mapa, the sheet, which can be inspected. If dam is found, it proves that she was a besula. If dam is not found, it proves that she was not a besula. However, in this case, nevda mimenu mapa. V'lo yodim ha'yadamim lav. The mapa was lost before being inspected. Avazais baruloi, she Pesach Pesuch Matzah. The husband claims that during the initial bia, he sensed that she is a ba'ula. She had already cohabited earlier, and perhaps she was mezana between the erisin and the nisuin. Neman lo'esrolav. And Rashi adds, avlav sidik subas lo'imhemen. His claim is accepted by Bezdin only lo'esrolav, but not lahafsid ksubasa. The Gemara addresses two difficulties as to why is he neman lo'esrolav. The first issue is nemanis. Why is he believed? The Gemara explains based on another statement of Rabbi Elazar. Eino isha neseres al baila ela. Generally, a woman only becomes forbidden to her husband in one of two instances, bishnei edim, when two witnesses testify that zinsa, their testimony, as always, is accepted entirely in that asru labala ve'en l'ksuba, or bikinui v'stira afila ba'ir echad, if her husband performed kinui, warned her not to seclude with a given man, and stira, two edim observed her secluding with this man, if an aid echad subsequently testifies that zinsa, his testimony is accepted entirely. Vasur labala ve'en l'ksuba. However, a husband's claim of Pesach Pesuach is not definite proof because it cannot be verified or refuted by anyone. Therefore, we must say, Pesach Pesuach k'shnei edim dami. The claim of Pesach Pesuach is accepted lo'esrolov like two edim, as Rashi explains, based on shavya nafshi chaticha de yisur. A person possesses the authority to impose an isur, a restriction upon himself. However, his statement is not accepted regarding others. Therefore, yesh l'ksuba, she receives her ksuba. The second issue is svek sveka, and the Gemara asks, v'amai, why does she become a surolov, even with the concept of shavei nafshei chaticha de yisur? His claim is merely that she is certainly a ba'ula, but whether it was nus is a svek sveka, a double suffik. Suffik tachtav, suffik ein tachtav. She only becomes a surolov if she was mezana after erisin when she's an eishes ish, but she does not become a surolov if she cohabited with another man before erisin when she's a panuya. Suffik ba'ain is suffik baratzen. She only becomes a surolov if she was mezana baratzen willingly, but she does not become a surolov if she is violated ba'ainus against her will. Therefore, in this case, she should not be a surolov because svek svekuhu, one, suffik ein tachtav, perhaps it was before erisin, two, suffik ba'ainus, even if it was tachtav, perhaps it was against her will. Therefore, even according to his claim, she should not be a surolov. Therefore, the Gemara gives two scenarios in which it is only one suffik, and she's a surolov because according to his claim, it's sveika da'irais l'chumra, be'eshes kain. In the case in which the husband was a kain, and an eshes kain becomes a surolov even ba'inus. Therefore, there is only one suffik, suffik tachtav, suffik ein tachtav. Be'eshes yisrael, ukegein dekabel ba'avua kedushin, p'chusim b'as gimel shana v'yamechad. In the case of an eshes yisrael, a katana, and her father accepted Kedushin before she became 3 years old. If this nus had occurred, ein tachtav, before the erisin, then besula chayzun. She regenerates and would still be a besula. Therefore, this nus was clearly tachtav after erisin. Therefore, there is only one safik, safik ba'ina, safik baratzin, and she's a surulav because sveka d'araisa l'chumra. The Gemara continues with the opinion of Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, ha'omer pesach besuch metzasi, Neman lahafsidik subasa. Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Elazar and says that his statement is also accepted regarding suba. Therefore, asur labala ve'en l'ksuba. The Gemara in the following daf explains that although a proof of shnei edim is required for mamon, however, since chiyuv ksuba midrabanan, the husband's obligation to provide a ksuba is only midrabanan. Heim heminuhu shem amar pesach pesach mitzasi neman. Therefore, the rabbanan were able to initiate that when he claims pesach pesach mitzasi, he is absolved from the chiyuv ksuba because chazaka eidon tereach besuda umafsida. There is a chazaka that a person would not toil in preparing a wedding meal and then ruin it by claiming pesach pesach. Since he was tereach besuda and still claimed pesach pesach, we accept his claim that zinsa and neman lahafsida ksubasa.